Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
The Volume.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Basketball, football, they have awesome new and existing user promotions. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You can get your winnings back in 2 hours. My favorite, the same game parlays. You can bet $5 or $10 and win $150 or more. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Get started now. Sign up promo code Colin so they know we and I sent you. The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by the FanDuel Sportsbook. Hi, everybody. Welcome in. We're going to go to Cleveland. Mary Kay Cabot today. Deshaun Watson. He's getting heckled. He's now willing to accept an 8-game suspension. What about 10 or 12? Jimmy Garoppolo stories. All of it coming up with a great reporter, Mary Kay Cabot. You know, I was thinking Aaron Rodgers yesterday was critical of his young Green Bay Packer rookie receivers. And it would eventually come. He said they're too inconsistent. There's too many drops, too many bad routes. And I've said this before, Ja'Marr Chase is an outlier. Cooper Kupp really didn't hit until about year 4. That's usually the case. Now, more so than ever, it's a weapons league. But wide receiver is a timing position. And if the quarterback has a bad left tackle, or the quarterback has less time to throw, it disrupts everything. And the Green Bay offensive line this year has two guys coming off ACL tears, plus their tight end. So they're going to need a really good run game, and they're going to need their wideouts to be important. So here's the good news for the Packers. And I'm not anti-Green Bay, but I have Minnesota winning the division. The good news for them is that they get a lot of go-either-way games at home. Take out their division games. They get, let's say, Patriots, go either way game home. They get the Cowboys, go either way game at home. They get the Rams, go either way game at home. They get the Titans, a go either way game at home. So that's the good news with the schedule. A lot of go either way games at home. And they do get some really weak quarterbacks. They face Daniel Jones. They'll face Justin Fields twice in division. But what's interesting is they face a lot of high-powered offenses. And Green Bay will all acknowledge this. This is not going to be as dynamic an offense with Devontae Adams. And this is what's interesting. So Matt LaFleur is viewed as an offensive guy, right? since he's arrived with Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, do you know what the Packers offense ranks? 13th. It's reasonable to assume without Devontae Adams, it's not quite as dynamic. And if you start looking at their schedule this year, they get the Vikings weapons twice. The Lions are flawed, but DeAndre Swift, TJ Hawkinson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, pretty decent offense. They face the Buccaneers and Brady's offense. They face the Rams offense. They face Terry McLaurin, Carson Wentz, and the Washington offense. They face the Cowboys offense. They face the Dolphins offense. Fairly high-powered offenses. So this is one of my criticisms of Matt LaFleur. Shanahan, McVay, and Matt LaFleur were considered sort of the three musketeers. They work in Washington. They all go and get head coaching jobs. Whereas McVay has created stars from lower round draft picks, Cooper Kupp, where he has saved OBJ's dying career, where Shanahan has made 6th round picks like Elijah Mitchell or a 5th round pick like George Kittle stars. Matt LaFleur, inheriting Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, David Bakhtiari, 13th ranked offense. What is their identity? It's going to be interesting this year. The Packers get a lot of go either way games at home, but outside of maybe the Bears and the Giants, they face a lot of teams that are significantly more dynamic with weapons with more than competent quarterbacks. That's why I don't think they win the division this year. Conversely, Minnesota has every go either way game at home except Buffalo. I like the Vikings to win the division. I'm not anti-Green Bay, but Super Bowl windows do close. We saw it with the Seahawks. They close a lot faster than people think. We saw it with the 49ers and Kaepernick. They close quickly. We saw it with the Steelers and Big Ben about 3 years sooner than anybody predicted. The offensive line went downhill and Ben aged fast. I think the Packers window has closed. And Matt LaFleur, since he's been there, McVay and Shanahan, part of that troika, they have developed young offensive players. Who's LaFleur developed? Green Bay does not have a number one or a number two receiver. They had to go out and get Sammy Watkins. Go get, again, Randall Cobb. So I just think a lot of high-powered offenses, a lot of good weapons, and I don't think Green Bay wins shootouts this year. And Aaron Rodgers, yesterday, complaining about the inconsistency of young receivers. Well, of course he is. He's a Hall of Famer, and they're 22 years old. Wide receiver is a timing position, and Aaron Rodgers is great at it, and rookie wide receivers generally are not. The other quarterback story I like is that Kenny Pickett, rookie, first-round draft pick at quarterback, the only one this year, took first-team reps with the Steelers. So there's 4 teams in this league right now, Carolina, Seattle, the New York Giants, and the Steelers, where they're splitting reps. And I really have nothing against Mitch Trubisky. I think he's probably one of the better bridge quarterbacks in the NFL. But I kind of feel like if you're the Steelers, if you look at this season, Burrow and Lamar are significantly better than any quarterback you have. And Deshaun's probably going to miss the season or a majority of it, right? And so you're looking, thinking to yourself, why not give Pickett 16 starts and figure out right now if you've got him? Do you have a guy? Because think about it. You can start Trubisky, but you're kind of wasting live bullets for Kenny Pickett. And this is the year, let's be honest, you're catching a break with Cleveland. So by next year, Deshaun plays, Lamar plays, Burrow plays. Wouldn't you want to know going into the season, we have the 4th best quarterback? Or do you want to go into next season thinking, I'm not sure? You get kind of a break with the Cleveland mess this year. I would want to cut to the chase And here's the other thing to consider about Kenny Pickett. I would be willing to give a guy that started 1 year, played college out west, moves to New York, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, different area code, different weather, different environment, only started 1 year of college. But Kenny Pickett started 3 years. He's playing in the same stadium. It's his home crowd. If he can't excel at 24 years old in this current environment, you got the wrong guy. You don't want to potentially pass up on next year's quarterback draft with six or maybe more first-round picks. Again, a lot of these quarterbacks, they play a year of college, maybe two, they go cross-country. They get a really harsh environment. The weather changes. They're different coast, time changes. It's a totally different offensive sensibility in the building. I mean, to me, this is the perfect fit. He's 24. Let it rip. NFL kickoff is still a couple of weeks away, but you can get in on the action now on the FanDuel Sportsbook with their NFL Super Win Bonus. Right now, anybody who places at least a $50 Super Bowl winning bet gets $5 back for each win your team has during the regular season. Pretty cool. So what NFL Super Bowl bet would you make? Can the Rams repeat at plus 1,100? Maybe you think it's Josh Allen and the Bills at plus 600. There are a ton of other future markets available, like team win totals, division winners, player props, so many more. No better place to get ready for the football season than on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL. So if you haven't tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet, download the app, sign up, promo code Colin. Again, get $5 for every win your team has if you bet at least 50 on them to win the Super Bowl. The promo code again, Colin, C-O-L-I-N. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-HO P-E-N-Y or text H-O-P-E-N-Y 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Red line 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. From cringing at the pump to getting an eye-popping check at your favorite restaurant, inflation is hitting us all where it hurts, really hurts. That's why I started using Upside. Upside is an incredible app. Anybody who buys gas, groceries, dines out. With every purchase, you earn cash back thanks to Upside. To get started, download the free Upside app. Please use the promo code Colin. That'll get you $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. Check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back from Upside. Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating at the App Store. Download the free Upside app, promo code Colin, to get $5 or more cash back in your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back in your first purchase of $10 or more. Please use the promo code Colin.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
We should probably consider bringing Mary Kay Cabot full-time to The Volume, but she's already so employed by the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, she doesn't have room for us. She's also recently a finalist for the Bill Nunn Jr. Award, which goes to a reporter who has a long and distinguished contribution to pro football. I have been asking Mary Kay Cabot to join me multiple times wherever I've been in my career. And you were in the news again this week with the Jimmy G story. So there's conflicting reports. And I said today on the air, or yesterday, that I felt like you were kind of punting on the season if you didn't consider Jimmy G. Now you've got multiple offensive line injuries. Jacoby Brissett is a bridge quarterback who's completed 60% of his throws and is an 83 passer rating in a division with Joe Burrow, Lamar, and the Steelers. You're punting the season. Now you have O-line injuries. You're perilously thin at wide receiver. If Amari Cooper is hurt, this is a rough wide receiver unit. It's really thin. So the Ian Rappaport says, I don't think they're really interested, which again, feels like a punt to me. And I think this roster's too good to punt on the season, especially with the Steelers having kind of a transition at quarterback. So what is the latest, Mary Kay, on Jimmy G?
Well, it's not something that is front burner, and I really did not present it that way. The way that I wrote it last week was that in the event that Deshaun Watson is out for the season or is even out double-digit games, it would be something that they would consider. And consider is a far cry from actually going out and making this happen. But they would have to at least have the conversation. It doesn't mean that it's front burner. They do believe in Jacoby Brissett. They do feel like he can win games for them and hold down the fort for as long as he needs to. But I do believe that it would at least have to come up in conversation and would come up in conversation in the event that that Deshaun is out for the entire season. And again, it's not something they're clamoring for. I've been writing for months and months and months that Jimmy G was not somebody that they were interested in. They really didn't think that Deshaun would be out for very long, 6 to 8 games at the most, probably. But if that changes, I think it's something that you have to at least talk about. But of course, they don't want to spend a ton of money on this. They're already on the hook for a bunch of Baker Mayfield money. So it's just not something they're going to invest some draft capital or a lot of money in.
So Deshaun was rough. He was heckled. It's interesting. He is now accepted from 6 to 8 games, which tells me he'd probably consider 10 to 12 as long as the fine was lower. Is your sense... There was a story, it may have been from you, that Cleveland believes he's going to be suspended for the year. Do you think he has some wiggle room, 10, 12 games, accepting that? If maybe the fine's bigger, the league says, okay, 12, we want $20 million back. Do you think he would consider that?
I would have to think that there are negotiations going on right now. I mean, why else would it be taking so long to hand down this decision? There's not that much. There's no new information. It's really just going over the documents and going over the briefs. And the only thing at issue here is the suspension and or the fine, which they can impose both of those things. So I would have to think that they are having some back channel discussions that nobody's really leaking out there right now too much, and that they are trying to come up with something that everyone can live with so that it doesn't have to end up in the courts and it doesn't have to be more contentious and ugly than it already has been. I think one of the sort of unintended consequences of the new way of doing things under the personal conduct policy is that, you know, there became a very public battle between the NFL and the NFLPA. And I think it basically, you know, it set the standard for how that's going to go in the future, because now they're just going to, you know, play out these battles publicly as they move forward.
You know, Mary Kay, for a variety of reasons, not simply just Baker Mayfield, but it was a really toxic last several years. Coaches fired, GMs fired. And then you bring in Deshaun Watson, and let's be honest, once again, it's the most toxic quarterback situation in the league. And I do wonder, there's a lot of good guys in this locker room, and there's a lot of veterans and a lot of promising careers. If you sense a little bit of fatigue of this kind of four-year toxicity kind of hovering over the franchise, I think they thought they were getting out of it to some degree with Baker. It's louder now. I just don't – pro sports, that's really hard to overcome. Constant noise.
You know, you're very right about that. I mean, look, if you look at this franchise over the last how many ever years, and you think about the Johnny Manziel era and the Josh Gordon and then the Baker Mayfield, I mean, it really has been one thing after another, and not a lot of it positive. And you're right. This is, you know, this is probably the biggest one of all of them. And the fan base, I can tell you, is, you know, they're growing tired and weary of this. They don't know how to feel about their football team this year. And, you know, and so that's really, really difficult. But in terms of the players, yes, I do think that there will be some players where the wind will go out of the sails to a certain degree.
Right.
In the event that Deshaun is out for the season. There are players that came here just to have that opportunity to go to the Super Bowl and to play with Deshaun. Jadeveon Clowney is one of those players. Joel Bitonio, we talked to him the other day, and I don't know, I just felt like I saw some signs of distress on his face a little bit that, you know, oh no, you know, here we go again into another controversial situation, and this is going to be tough. So I do think that there is some of that going on. But however, I will add, that I think Kevin Stefanski is really good at navigating these turbulent waters. I think he's sort of unflappable. He's got ice in his veins, and he's really trying to set the tone. But no matter how you slice it, this one's difficult.
Yeah, I think Stefanski, actually, I think his demeanor. Listen, Mike Zimmer was intense. And, you know, he worked very well with Mike Zimmer. And Mike Zimmer was not for everybody. Kirk Cousins struggled. Some players struggled with Mike Zimmer. And Stefanski was great with him. So I do think Andrew Berry also. I don't know Andrew. I know people who know him very well. And they speak in the same terms. High emotional IQ. Stefanski, high emotional IQ. Realistically, with Jacoby Brissett, the numbers are, he's an 83 passer rating quarterback, barely 2-1 TD to interception ratio. He is what he is. He's a backup or a really good bridge. What's a realistic season? If you ask the average Cleveland Brown fan or privately Kevin Stefanski, Baltimore and Cincinnati are very good. We may not love the Steelers quarterback situation, but Tomlin and that roster, it's pretty good. And now they found a super, they found a star receiver, another one in Pittsburgh. That's what they do. So what feels right to you this year?
You know, it's such a hard question to answer when you don't know how many games Deshaun Watson is going to be out. That makes it very, very difficult. If he comes back for the last 8 or 9 games of the season, I still think they have a chance. I mean, those are the important games. That's when you have to be winning and playing your best ball down the stretch. So if he comes back for those games, I think it's realistic that they can contend for the playoffs. Now, if you're looking at Jacoby Brissett starting 12 games, 14 games, then I think, you know, it's another story, because the quarterbacks, not only in the AFC, are so amazing now, but the AFC North, as you mentioned, I mean, the AFC North is so tough, and no one can ever write off the Steelers. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season.
Right.
And their defense is so good that no matter who's playing quarterback, they're going to wreak havoc. So, you know, you just can never count those guys out either. So, yeah, if Jacoby plays the whole season, I do think that, you know, I think that it's going to be a lot tougher to accomplish the goals that they want to. But they do have, I think it's going to be a dominant defense this year in Cleveland. I really do. And I also think, obviously, they have the running game. They have an amazing running game. And you can accomplish a lot with those two things.
You know, Mary Kay, as I look at the schedule, the Browns do get, to your point, they get a hell of a scheduling break. So in the first several weeks, Carolina, okay, bad O-line could really struggle against the Browns' defensive front. Then it's the Jets. We don't even know if Zach Wilson plays or Flacco. Then it's the Steelers. We may have rookie Kenny Pickett on the field. Then it's the Falcons, Marcus Mariota. Okay? Then you look 2 weeks later, it's New England, where Matt Patricia's calling offensive plays. It heats up in late October, early November. They get Miami at home. Miami's got some push, but again, that's at home. Warm weather Miami, cold weather Cleveland. But to your point, it's about week 10, then you start facing the Josh Allens and the Lamars and the Bradys. So I think to your point is I wonder if optimistically, like when you cover these guys, I could see Stefanski saying, God, if we could just get a 10-game suspension, if we could get to 12 and we could be near 500, because Cleveland faces a lot of young quarterbacks and dysfunctional offenses and rebuilding offensive lines. If you know, you have to navigate when Baker was there, you were very early on this, where Stefanski was, Baker was wearing him out. And you were pretty early on this, like, they were over him last year about week six, week seven. They have to be very supportive of Deshaun Watson. As you navigate this story, do you sense stress with Stefanski? Do you sense any of that in the building, management, executive Stefanski?
I don't. And it's so hard to believe that, I know. But he is built for this kind of thing. And I think that was one of the reasons why they hired him. I mean, he, you know, he grew up around sports. In fact, I mean, Ed Stefanski, who is, you know, was an NBA executive his entire career. There's just something about Kevin Stefanski, even just for his age. I mean, he really is unflappable, and he's just a flatliner. And I do think that, I think he's handling it all very well. Usually I can see those signs of distress on someone's face. You know, you can, he does have a little bit more, you know, salt and pepper in the beard now, but, right. But for the most part, you know, he seems okay to me. I mean, he just, you know, controls what he can. And I think it sets the right tone for the football team, because most of the players are, you know, buying into that party line that, you know, we're going to go out there and we're going to win games. And, you know, a lot of coaches would not have been able to handle this the way that he has so far.
This week's gold medal performance goes to a star NFL quarterback who will soon be getting the bag. Lamar Jackson reportedly wants the Deshaun Watson fully guaranteed contract, and it's kind of hard to disagree with him. He's got his critics, but in 4 years, he's 37-12, All-Pro, MVP, a playoff win. The bottom line, football, unlike baseball, is about winning now, not history. Lamar is a winner. Baltimore would be foolish to let him walk. This week's gold medal performance sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. The stock market's been plummeting. Many economists predicting it's just the beginning, which could mean tremendous losses in your portfolio. Historically, there's been one answer to this: gold. In the 2008 crash, when the market dipped, gold went up. Yep, Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust when investing in gold and precious metals. They can advise you on whether gold is right for you. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-674-HERD. 866-674-HE. Or perhaps download their comprehensive gold guide. It's great. At LegacyPMInvestments.com, LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You're a woman, you know the story on Deshaun Watson. It's predatory. It's, as Roger Goodell said, it's creepy. There's a preponderance of evidence. Let me just ask straight out, covering him, for you, what is it like?
Well, there are a lot of challenges in covering this story. There are so many challenges because there are a lot of layers to it. You really have to, it's a minefield to walk through. It really is. And so I think, anybody covering it right now, it's basically almost a no-win situation, no matter what you try to say or do. And, how we talk about players having to block out the noise. Well, I've had to do that for a long time because of, just Twitter and, some Baker stuff and all that kind of stuff. So I'm used to that. But I'm really having to do it now, just like a lot of other people are too, because no matter what you tweet, no matter what you write, you're going to have a segment of the population that is going to come down really, really hard on you. Yeah. It's difficult in many ways, just because, just from a standpoint of, you don't want to not give all due respect to the accusers. I mean, you really have to do that. By the same token, you have to try to maintain some type of ability to cover the quarterback that is involved in this situation. And so it's hard all the way around. And also, a lot of information it's hard to come by. I mean, we're kind of new to this story. There have been people that have been covering this story out of Houston for a long, long time. And then, he shows up on the Browns' doorstep in March. And, you have to try to quickly develop relationships and sources and do the best you can with it. So it's been challenging from that standpoint. But more so than anything, it's been very difficult to just to walk that fine line down the middle of, who's going to be, hurt or upset by all of this.
Does Baker Mayfield still have allies in the city?
Yes, I would say so. Yeah, he does. I mean, a lot of people have jumped off the bandwagon, but I will tell you, we have been covering his practices pretty much on a daily basis in Carolina for Cleveland.com. Yeah. I mean, not in person or anything, but, we kind of write about them each day. And they're some of the most well-read stories on the site every single day. So people still have an appetite for Baker Mayfield. Part of that might be because the Browns are playing him in the opener. Like, how can you have a better storyline than that from the Baker Mayfield saga? It's really kind of uncanny. But yes, so that's part of it. But yes, there are people here that really still feel for Baker Mayfield.
Well, I mean, listen, two-time walk-on, underdog quality. Cleveland's felt beat up, I think, for decades in sports by the national media, the reputation. There's a certain symmetry, I thought, with Baker and Cleveland. I just thought, I said this early, he was just too snarky. I always feel like you can't win the press conference as a quarterback. You just have to sometimes fall on the sword. Baker always felt like he had to win the press conference. And some of that's just, he's a young 25-year-old guy. He's a kid. And part of me, I do think he'll win that job in Carolina. And I think it's a bad old line. So what I feel bad about Baker, Mary Kay, is a lot of times in life you get a great opportunity and you're not ready for it and you never get a second great one. Lane Kiffin. He just wasn't ready for the Raiders in USC, but he's a really smart coach. he got a second opportunity in the SEC, and he's crushing. He's a great coach. Steve Sarkisian wasn't ready for the USC job. Personal issues. He got a second opportunity. Where I feel bad for Baker is, I'm not sure he's ever going to get that offensive line, or he's ever going to get Nick Chubb. I mean, it was really American. It was really built for a quarterback. It was almost the Niners offense. It was quarterback friendly, not quarterback centric. And part of me thinks, oh, Baker, you had it. Those kind of offensive lines, because he didn't make any money, they don't exist. You can't go buy a right tackle, right?
Right. And the ironic part about this whole thing, and I think about this sometimes, what would have happened if Baker Mayfield had not asked to be traded the day after, or the day the Cleveland Browns went down to try to court Deshaun Watson? What if he would not have asked to be traded? Would he be still the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns right now? You know, I mean, there's a world in which that's possible. And, you know, so I don't know. It's just weird the way that the whole thing worked out, because at that point, you know, negotiations opened back up and they opened up those purse strings and they threw $230 million guaranteed at Deshaun Watson. And all of a sudden, the team that he had supposedly ruled out was his first choice. And here he was. So I just have to wonder what would have happened.
Well, and also, listen, easy for me to say, but, you know, if somebody, you feel like somebody lies to you, it's like somebody cheats on you. It's hard for people to take it back. And he, you know, he was told, you're our guy. And then a couple of weeks later, you're not our guy. And for me, I said, suck it up. You're never going to get a better O-line. You're not going to find Nick Chubb. Kevin Stefanski won coach of the year. You've got really good tight end play. Baker, suck it up and go back to Cleveland. But I get it. Did you ever think there was a moment that he would suck it up and come back?
You know, I knew all along, and like you said, I was kind of on the disconnect between Baker Mayfield and Kevin Stefanski early on. But, you know, from October, I had been hearing that, you know, that it just wasn't right between those two, and that Baker did not feel comfortable. He did not feel that he was being used properly. You and I have talked about that before on this podcast. And so I always felt like the end was near. I just didn't know if it actually would be able to be pulled off quite like that. But I do think that this would have been the best opportunity for Baker Mayfield, you know, to rebuild his career and to get back on track and to right. find something after this year, was to come back here and try to do something with this team and this offense.
Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer, Mary Kay Cabot, breaking news. This is what she does. It's great seeing you. I love the mood lighting in this sort of lounge space. You, if your husband walked in now and you had a cocktail, I'd be like, yes, that's where you're going out tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm still at work. I'm here at the Browns studio, and I'm just doing the best I can with the atmosphere. So thank you.
You bet. Mary Kay, thank you so much.
Take care.
All right.
Volume.
Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the Volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.